Blog Talk Radio.
Sugarlicious. How's everybody today? It is actually a day that I needed to get on here and vent. I have not done a show in a while because I have been just major busy and real life as well as a second life. So I have not had a chance to do anything other than nothing. And seriously, nothing. So today, it's my rest day, and I'm not really all that excited about it, I must admit. I mean, it's a rest day, first one I've ever had, but the excitement is just really fizzled out because there's so much more going on that I'm not really, like, on the kind of borderline seesawing about this. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow I'm woo excited because it is the baby shower. Woo! Yes, that's right. It's the twins' baby shower, and it is Alice in Wonderland's theme. And guess what? I have no clue what it looks like. I've actually been a good girl, and I have no clue what it looks like. So I left Wifey, a.k.a. Letty Dixon, and I left Bestie, a.k.a. Dee Dee Zane, in charge of it all. So I don't know what they did, how they did it, or what is going to be coming to me, but I'm like, cannot wait, because it's like, whew, because when she did the, those of you who don't know, the Dee Dee is Lisa, Dee Dee couldn't get her account, so she took over Lisa's account, got her account back from Second Life, so now she's under Dee Dee, so there you go, now Lisa's under her account. Anyway, That's neither here nor there. I just wanted to explain to those who wonder, well, wait a minute, what happened to Lisa? But that's it. So I'm really excited about that. Also, we're doing the clothing change, which I have not yet told Black Woman about because I've been just busy. And she's expecting us there at 7 o'clock when I have changed it to 9:30. So we may be sitting up there on our asses by ourselves because I've changed this around, and she's probably rolling her eyes like, this chick really don't know what's going on. Then on the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, yes, the perfect time for me to actually pick having a set of twins Christmas Eve. And the reason why is because it is my actual original rest day from 2004. So I wanted to do something a little bit different. You know me, it's got to be different. I want to do something a little bit different, so I decided to go ahead and have the babies on the 24th, which is my rest day. So that's my actual res day, but of course, Brooklyn and I are doing our res day party today, which I just left the cat out of the bag. I haven't even bought a dress yet, and it is less than, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? It's less than 4 hours, and I have not even had a dress to put on. So, yeah, I'm in a panic mode. I'm, like, really, like, in a panic mode at this point because I'm, yeah. Also, not to count virtual, but real life, I've done nada as far as shopping, going to get things, not a tree, nothing. And I've been in this slump, this real, like, kind of a funky fog where my mood is just not, you know, the ho-ho-ho, la-la-la, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's not there, you know. And I was hoping by now that I would be, you know, wake up in the morning and go, wow, it's almost Christmas, but it hasn't happened yet. And I'm praying that it happens at least by Monday. I don't know why I'm in this funk, but it's here. You know, I'm just not in a Christmas spirit And I honestly think it's because this is, I've been like really like sick on and off this past couple of days, so I haven't really felt very well. So I think it had a lot to do with it. Then the whole thing in real life, just, you know, which I'll talk to you guys about in January, I had to move out of my place, and that's did some confusion there, and it's just a whole lot of issues and just, you know, cars acting up. It's just a whole lot of bullshit, and I guess, you know, when you got a lot on your plate, you kind of like lose focus, which I've had, and I've got to start pulling back and remember what the reason for Christmas is. It's not the gifts, or it's not the, you know, the giving, or the, well, it is the giving, but it's not the gifts, it's not the movies or anything like that. It's just basically family and friends, eating, having fun, you know, and the birth of our Lord is what it's about. And I got to get back into focus. And like I said, hopefully by Monday I feel that way, because right now I'm just not with it. I'm just really like in a real slump. Also, if you know, Christmas is 24, like I said, and the 28th is my virtual wedding day. Yes, I'm actually going to finally marry this man again for the second time. We eloped last year on the 31st, for those who don't know. And the reason why we eloped, because we were going to get married in September. I changed it from September to 2 days in October. I changed it around. Then I changed it around in November a couple of times. Then I changed it around again in December. Then I told him we would get married in January. So, Peligroso, Static, a.k.a. Angel, his res day is the 31st. So I told him, I said, anything you want for your res day, that was last year, anything you want for your res day, I promise I'll give it to you. And me thinking that maybe just a couple of little, you know, what's are going to be involved in some virtual contact. He said that, no, I want you to be my wife before 2013, and that's my wish for my res day. So we had to get in the car, billionaire motors car, by the way, get in the car, drove off real, real fast, and ended up in Las Vegas and ended up getting married, eloping. And everybody basically was like, okay, because at that point I really wasn't involved like I am now, the friends I have now and the family. So everybody was like, okay, you know, that's cool. You know, who cares what you guys did? Who gives a damn if you eloped? But now it's a little different, because now I have a lot of really wonderful people in my life, you know, friends, family. So it's not as easy as it was last year just to get in the car and drive off into the sunset and end up with the, you know, Sin City, which is, you know, Las Vegas. So it wasn't as easy as it was last time to do that, because now I have people who really are not playing that. They're not having it. But I put a lot of things on the back burner because I didn't want to shine in somebody else's spotlight. I wanted to basically let them shine in their own spotlight, and I just push myself aside and let me do it later. Because to me, it's kind of something you don't want to compete with anyone else, so you want to make sure they've got what they want and they've got what their needs are before you start expressing your own. So I put a lot of things aside. I put a lot of things, you know, at rest until it was time for me to, you know, to have my day. And at this point, I feel like I have my day, you know, my time. I feel like now it is my time to do it. But I have seven days to buy a dress, give my girls their dresses, have the venue done. And even though it's Second Life, 7 days may seem like a lot, because you think, oh, but it's between working and having virtual kids and having a res day party, bridal shower, dress change, Christmas Eve. It's just a lot on my plate, and I honestly am feeling overwhelmed. And I know, trust me, I know. I have people get in my box daily. What do you need me to do? What do you need me to do? My goddaughter, for instance, Bomb Bomb, what do you need me to do? What do you need me to do? God, mommy, I'll do it. You know, my sisters, you know, brothers, cousins, children, everyone wants to help me, from, you know, from royalty to Para, you know, to Angelique to Roro, you know, to Lisa, to La Tequila. You know, I've got a lot of help, you know, from Jamel. I've got, you know, Lurch, a.k.a. T-Devil. I've got him wanting to help me. I've got, you know, Prilly, Akiko, Candy, Miley, Star, Lulu, Lisa, Aaliyah. I mean, I can go on and on in this list because there are so many people that, you know, want to give me that support and want to give me that help. And it's just, it's not that I don't want your help if you're listening. It's just that, honestly, I want to do it on my own, and I want it to be a surprise for everyone. I think that's my biggest thing. I want to have everyone surprised at it, you know, everyone to, you know, to basically be there and see it, you know, for themselves. I really, really want that, and I don't want anyone to think that it's not that I don't want your help, because I do. I would love to have your help, but it's something I really feel like I need to do on my own. I told Dee Dee, you know, last night, she's the only one I'm allowing helping me as much is because of the fact she's my maid of, you know, my maid of honor. So I let her do a lot, but as far as the wedding thing, you know, I'm kind of like pushing her to side about that too. And she's, you know, she told me last night, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. You know, you're going to push me aside about your wedding thing, but I really, you know, I just want to have it where it belongs to me, if that makes any sense. Even though I know that even if I have help, it would still belong to me, but I just wanted to make sure that it belongs to me, that it's all sugar. You know, it's all me. You know, Isis had, you know, said she wanted to help, you know, my wifey, you know, Lady D, you know, my girl Zane. You know, I like I said, I can go on, you know, how many people have really been there for me and want to help me, but it's just something I need to do on my own. I didn't want anybody to think that, oh, wow, you know, she doesn't even want any help from us and she could care less. Trust me, you know, I love all of you, you know, even the ones that I may not have just mentioned, but you, you know, you are the reason I want to do it on my own, because I want to have it where, you know, people come and say, you know, oh, so this is what she's been up to. You know, I want to have those that I love and care for proud of me, you know, really proud of me. You know, my girl Candy, you know, that Brooklyn girl, she was really, you know, instrumental in telling me she would help me too. It's just like I can go on and on and on about who has, you know, offered help, but it's something I want to do on my own. So therefore, that is why I guess I'm like overwhelmed and just like, oh my God, because it is so freaking much. You know, an SL wedding, it's a little easy if you go to a venue, let them do it all, but that's not me. I don't want to have a limitation on who can be there, how many people, how many hours, because, you know, with my friends, if we want to stay in and they want to jump in the pool naked or stay all night because I want to get a hotel for those who are not Second Life players that come and stay, I want to do that. And I want to be able for them to come and relax and have fun, and we're not looking at a clock, because I don't want that. I want everybody to come there and feel like, you know, they don't have to leave until they're ready to leave. And that's how it should be with a real-life wedding. I feel that, you know, even when the bride or groom are gone and on their way to their honeymoon, the family should still be there to have fun and party, drink, fall out, you know, get a little gossip going, you know, have a little some, you know, a little whatever going on. I feel that's how it should be. And because I feel like how it should be, then that's the reason why I'm like really like want to do this on my own. And that's the whole reason for it. You know, it's something that, you know, I allowed, which is not me. If you know me, I allowed, you know, Dee Dee to basically be the format and handle, you know, my bridal shower, which was, oh, my God, it was off the chain. She really did such a nice job. Breakfast at Tiffany's, she really had my vision and did it. And I allowed, you know, my wifey to do my shower. Like I said, I don't even know how it even is going to look, but knowing my wifey is going to be excellent because that's the woman she is. You know, my res day, you know, Brooklyn basically planted a lot of that, but the res day, I honestly wish I was more involved in it, but it's not, I don't want to say priority, because of course it's priority, but right now, like I said, I'm so there's so much more on my plate that that's not really the top thing. I think the top thing for me is my wedding. My wedding is just something I really want, and not just because of me, but because of that man, because of Angel, because he's just the most wonderful person that I could just imagine myself spending the rest of my second life with, and hopefully one day my real life with. He's just, you know, and this is something that he wants to, you know, he wants it for me. And the thing is that when you have a wedding, you have a wedding for those around you. Even though, yes, it is about the bride, 100%, but you want people to enjoy themselves and be there and excited for you and happy for you and wanting to share, you know, in that time. And that's the whole, you know, reason to have a wedding, because if you didn't want anybody to be there to share that time for you, then eloping is the best way to go, which is what we did. And after we eloped, you know, we really felt, you know, good. I never complained, although one time when he said something about what if you had a chance to have a real life wedding, I was like, I mean, I have a wedding on second life. I was like, yeah, it'll never happen. And this man, for those of you who didn't know, actually at a poetry session that we had, he had the nerve to get up there and unpartner me, divorce me in front of all these people, and then ask me to remarry him, and which he always said he's not romantic, but he is more romantic than he thinks. When he first asked me to marry him, he made a video, and it was like just, you know, I cried. It was just awesome how he did the video. So when he says things like, yeah, I'm not really romantic, he has his moments. Because that was really something I didn't expect, and I was, like, really pissed at him when he did that. But, you know, the reason he did it was just a phenomenal reason, and it just meant a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to him for us to have this next wedding. Also, something I think I've been kind of like, you know, about because how I envision the wedding to be is not enough time to do it, I don't think. Even though he's like, don't worry, I got it. It's still because I can't expect him to put down everything he's doing. You know, in real life, he's a tattoo artist, and he has his own, you know, motorcycle business, and he has to do that too, even though he's been taking some time off and coming on and doing things for me. But still, you know, you can tell a person what your vision is in second life, but sometimes what you see is not what they see. Although you can tell them and show them pictures, it's sometimes hard to do that. Especially in the time that we have. If I had planned this how I should have, which was months ago when I first knew I was getting married, then I wouldn't be in this predicament and being all upset and venting on air right now at 3:48 SL time, 6:48 East Coast time. I wouldn't be, you know, and if you're on the between those two, it would be, what, 5:48. I wouldn't be venting right now. But the fact that I did wait so long is now going to be maybe my demise. I'm not going to have the perfect wedding that I want because of it. And again, it's because I also wanted to make sure that everyone else had what they wanted and how they wanted, because I took a back seat to my wedding because, you know, someone else was getting married, and I wanted them to be able to enjoy their wedding, and I didn't want to take the spotlight off them, so I kind of like put the spotlight off me for them to shine, because that's who I am with the people I care about and love, even though now it's come to bite me on the ass. You know, it's come to bite me on the ass. I've got like just no time for anything. And it's, I guess, the perfect way Dee Dee said it was like, it really doesn't matter as long as the people I love and care for is there. But it does matter, because I don't want to walk down the aisle and feel that I've still missed something that I've waited for a long time to have. So it is kind of hurtful, because I kind of feel like what I want is not going to happen now. And I don't want to push the date back again because I've done this so many times that, you know, people are now rolling their eyes at me and threatening me, and I'm being serious about that. They're rolling their eyes, threatening me, and not to understand that each time I rescheduled was not because I didn't want to. It's because I looked at things, and if someone could make something, I had to reschedule it. If someone else was doing something, I had to reschedule it because I didn't want to interfere with someone else's time. I didn't want to interfere with someone else's, you know, need or want. I wanted to basically make sure that everybody was on the same page and that everybody could be there. Because the first time I decided to do the wedding, Brooklyn couldn't be there. She was on, you know, her cruise. And then Isis got married. And then it's just been, like, just craziness. So I had to really, like, really wait on what I wanted to do. And now here I am, seven days, actually six, because you can't count the same day. So 6 days, I'm sitting here now and honestly am almost in tears, and not virtual tears, but real tears, because what I want to be, I don't think it's going to materialize. And I have to understand that, and I guess I have to just move forward. I think that's another reason why I'm sitting here and not doing anything, is because I think, well, damn, what I wanted to do, I can't do now because it's such a, you know, a rush now that it's going to be half-assed done. Unless a miracle happens and it everything happens the way I want it to. And of course, you know, I'm going to be realistic about it and realize that things that I want, it's not going to, completely happen. So I have to understand that such is life, even a virtual life, nothing's perfect. You can't always have what you want. You can't always do what you want to do. Even though, you know, a lot of people do. I was looking online, and I saw, I think it was like 2005, where this chick, well, I can't say she did it, but someone, it could have been her or her guy, but it was like, I think, over $200 she spent on a virtual wedding. And I guess at that time, you know, that was quite a bit of money. You know, it was the most expensive virtual wedding ever, you know, was the caption. And I think it was like $200. I have to look for it. It was on YouTube. And I thought, if you really think about that now, that's really not a whole lot, you know, to spend on a wedding, because you have to think about the dresses, you know, the suits, and it's just not a whole, you know, a whole lot to spend on a wedding, $200. But as time goes on, you know, you have to understand, too, I'm looking for it now, most expensive wedding in Second Life. So the money's not the factor, because the future husband basically told me, you know, I don't care what you do. Just, you know, here it is. You know, get what you want to get. Do what you want to do. But still, okay, the wedding was $225, $65K. Now, when you think about that, that honestly is not a lot. When you, if you pay for the venue, the dresses, you know, the suits, everything, $65K may not really be a lot. I mean, I think you can do $65K easily. You know, that was in 2007, and it was dubbed the most expensive. And I'm sure by now, there are people who put out more. And the thing is that a lot of people go, well, why would you put, you know, spend so much money on a wedding, especially a virtual one? But for those who don't play Second Life, I think the reason why you kind of question that is because you don't understand that, you know, to us who's getting married, moi, you want to have the best of the best. You know, even if it is virtual, because who knows, I probably would never, ever, you know, go, you know, down the aisle in real life, because it's, hell no. But anyway, you do have to understand that that's a lot of the reason why, you know, people will spend and enjoy and do what they have to do on Second Life. Let's face it, you know, a lot of times I've overspent and kind of like, oh, shit, why did I do that? But the reason you do it is because those are things you want. Just like in real life, if there's something you want and you really, really want it, you're going to spend, you're going to sacrifice for it. And I think it's the virtual world is the same thing. A lot of people can't get it in real life, so they maintain it in virtual. You know, I think I've got about 3 or 4 cars in my inventory. Come on, real life, 3 or 4 cars? Never. You know, but I've been blessed to have some wonderful sponsors like Billionaire Motors, where I can, you know, ride around in you know, get a car that's a really nice car, you know, clothing, hair, shoes, you know. So you spend a little bit more on yourself, on your virtual character, on your avatar, because you want to have the best of the best, same way it is, you know, you get your nails done, your feet done, or your hair done, or you buy a new outfit, you know, you feel like you're entitled to that, especially when you have your own business and game. You really feel like you're entitled to that because you're working for it. And, you know, so I want to have a wonderful wedding. You know, I don't want to spend $65,000 on it because I don't think it's going to cost that much. But I do want to have a wonderful wedding. I do want to have a wedding that is what my vision is, where I'm proud to say that this was my wedding. I don't want to just have anything. That's why I didn't go to a venue. That's why I didn't have someone else do it for me, because I want to have it where my friends and family can be there as long as they want. I'm not told what I can't do. I'm not told who can, you know, perform my wedding. So that's the reason why, you know. And I am, oh, my God, I'm so freaking nervous and overwhelmed and melancholy and all that, you know. Being Christmas coming up, I guess I'm not in the spirit, and then this, too, I think that's the reason why it's you know, not. But basically, I just tell all my family and friends, you know, I'm venting right now, whether it may seem like I'm not, but I am venting. And just want to let everybody know that it's not because I don't want any help from everyone. I do. I love all of you and appreciate your help. It helps as much as you think I don't. I do. And the reason why I don't want help right now is because I really want to do this on my own. Even though I know that I'm at the deadline, I know 6 days is, you know, it's going to stress me out even more so. And time is ticking, just like it is right now, which 2 minutes and 54 seconds of me talking to you. 30 minutes goes by so fast, I swear. I don't think it's, I thought, sure, I was like, I don't need an hour, but now I see I needed an hour. But anyway, for everyone who is in ear range of me, I'm going to be on the show on Monday. We're going to talk about Duck Dynasty with my girl Candy Ryler. We're going to talk about the Duck Dynasty and going to get your feedback and your views of what you think about this. The fact that he said something about gays, it was really, really negative. So I want to get your feedback and see what you think about this whole controversy and, you know, those who agree, those who don't agree, or what have you. And also I may do a special Christmas Eve show. Not sure, because I'll probably be in labor. So don't know if I want to do a show in labor, but you know how I am. The show must go on. Anyway, be at my party tonight. This is my res day. Tomorrow would be my baby shower, and then the 24th, the babies are going to be here, and the 28th will be my wedding. So from me to you, thank you for listening. Those who listen later, thank you for listening now. Much appreciated. Love you all. Again, it's not that I don't want your help. It's just that right now I just need to do this on my own, okay? Sugar kisses. I need to numb your brain. I need music to numb your brain. Maybach music. Ride the way. New young, we love the beat in the box. Breezy, tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest box. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang bang and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang bang and I blow it up, they don't know what's up. If they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I'll make music to numb your brain. Bottle after bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love.
said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela, triple bean, hustling, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, told it's just a cakewalk. Now it's Philip Lim on them, no more eight balls. Uncut, my love, that's all thug. Call it different names in the middle of the plug. Went on world tours, paid in all cash.